9:05 with the morning after on Q105. It's Eric Chase, Demetrius Nicodemus. We'll do some podcasts after the show at Q1055.com. Philip is not here today. He forgot it was Saturday, but that was a surprise to D and I. So we have another surprise guest, and good timing as well. Good day. City Councilman, newly minted, Nick Comyves is here. Hi, Nick.
Howdy.
Good to have you here.
Thanks.
Surprisingly
nice to be here.
So.
It's early. You're welcome.
And also, we invited Floyd. Floyd, yes. What's your... Hold on. Is that microphone? There we go. Hi, Floyd.
Hello. How are you?
Floyd, a.k.a. Deja, the number one drag queen in all the Midwest.
Oh, don't say that. Allegedly.
It's true.
Okay. I'll take it.
But bro, I like my Bro-Yonce line.
I'm running.
Did they give
it.
You a belt buckle for that?
No, I wanted like a wrestling
belt.
Yeah,
so
you walk around Toledo. Like, yeah.
I'm coming for your title.
Who is
you? Bring it.
Who would be the number one contender for you?
Oh, see what you're doing right now is
driving a spike in between.
You are. It's good. Myself in the mirror.
Okay.
There you go.
I wanted to have Floyd in because surprisingly to me, but you had known Brett's was purchased by new ownership, and it closed as of Thursday night, right?
Yep.
Brett's is the LGBTQ friendly gay club on Adams Street in Uptown.
Yeah, I feel like it's like the only dance. It was the only dance club in Toledo, to be honest.
That's the second thing I thought of, because a lot of my friends, people that I know and like, you guys, Philip and more, Lexi, people like that, love that place. I've been there a handful of times. Good spot, friendly spot. I know Savannah DJ's there.
Yeah.
Second thing I thought was, it's dance club, because I know a lot of people would go forget about what their sexuality is. They would go to dance because there's no other place except for maybe like the upstairs at M-Osteria to dance. It's the only club that we have. So now, you know, two birds with one stone gone. How long did you know this was going to happen?
You hear rumors. We'll put it that way. You hear rumors for about 2 years now, but I know it was on the market for a while, but when we all got that phone call, we're like, oh, okay. So it really was 24-hour notice.
So what happens now? Like, what are they going to do to the club?
We have no idea. We don't even know who the buyer was.
And they were just like, shut it down. Like they just bought it. They were like, it's like just super evil corporation who's buying gay clubs and shutting them down. Just, all right, we got Brett's. Shut it down. Now, where else do we go?
Grab the neon sign.
Right,
come
exactly.
Out.
No, it was, I was at work, and I got the phone call, and I was like, hello? And they're like, we're closing. And I was like, I just thought they were closing for Thursday.
Right.
I said, oh, okay. I don't care. I don't work Thursday. They're like, no, we're closing for good. I go, what? What do you mean? They're like, the building was sold. And I was like, and of course, I did what everyone else is doing to me. Who bought it? What's going to happen to it? And you can't answer questions you don't know.
Shut it down.
If we, did you guys ever watch Mr. Robot?
Yeah.
Yes.
Evil Corp did buy it. Mm. Maybe some hate group did buy it. I don't know.
Wouldn't that be weird if this was all like some weird Klan thing?
Yeah.
Like they were just like, they're buying black clubs, gay clubs, and just shutting them down.
Or Westboro Baptist Church.
Yeah. Oh, no.
They're like, you know what market we need to be in? Toledo.
Right. Toledo.
Toledo's been on the hit list for a long time. Right. We finally got our pennies together and shut down that Brett's place. Nick, I read your post the other day. You were equally as surprised, and you've got some great memories from the place as well, right?
Yeah. Actually, I met Floyd there, which was pretty exciting back in the day. No, I mean, it was my
don't
first.
Even
I lived
start there. Demetrius.
You guys say some very, like, it's very easy to misinterpret the things that are being said. I met Floyd there. Shut it down.
That was like the beginning of our friendship. Like, legit. Like, nothing dirty.
Like, 15 years ago.
I saw you.
Friends for a long time.
Demetrius, I saw you dressed in drag there.
Yes.
Oh, secrets out.
Secrets out. And I am a beautiful.
Shut up, Nick.
Do you have that picture I could post somewhere?
No, I'm sure I do.
Could you dig that up?
I'm sure I do.
Oh, I'm sure I have it too.
You know, it was funny when I was getting one of my sinks cleaned in my house. One of the plumbers was underneath the sink, and he found that wig, But see, here's the thing. It was attached to the drawer that he was pulling out, so he didn't know it was a wig. He thought it was the biggest rat he'd ever seen, and he screamed so loud. And then I had to go over there, and my wife goes, "That's my husband's wig." And I'm like, "You know, you could have just taken it. You didn't have to tell him. Like, you didn't have to go, hey, it's his."
Amid this Brett's conversation, plumber underneath the sink, like, you didn't stop yourself and go.
No, it was an actual plumber.
So, Nick,
you're not going to find that
out. Floyd, how long has Brett's been open? Or
30 years.
30 years.
Yeah. The longest running gay bar in Ohio is gone. So, yeah. I mean,
so what happens, Nick?
What? Was, I know. I'm sad. I really. Okay. I know. Well, I'm trying to process. I really am sad, though. I grew up in Genoa. I went to Brett's, which was like a 20-minute drive. We used to have In-N-Out privileges back then, which was pretty great.
Go ahead.
Do you have a story for that?
No.
What are In-N-Out privileges? Besides what I'm just...
In-N-Out privileges.
What are In-N-Out privileges?
In-N-Out privileges were, back in the day, you could go inside the bar, pay your cover, and then you could go outside anytime you wanted and then come back in.
Oh.
So they stopped that because people like me and Floyd would go out to our cars.
Get high.
I threw you under the bus for this. It's cool. Because on the way there, everybody would get... I'm talking about underage drinking. I'm sorry. We've all done it, right? Is that okay?
Yeah. Also, am I
allowed to
Christian
admit this?
Woman.
I'm probably not allowed to say this stuff anymore. I know. But anyway, well, it was a long time ago. Whatever.
Yeah.
But we would get a 2-liter of Mountain Dew and then some Camacho vodka and like sneak
Camacho.
Out.
Camacho?
How cheap?
Yeah, you know,
yeah,
we
it was born. It was like...
How are you not blind?
I didn't drink until I was, like, you know, completely gone.
His hair and his fingernails, though.
Right. But we would go, I mean, we would just dance all night, and that place was packed.
And they were open till 4 back then.
Till 4, it was nuts.
So,
but, like, when you're already drunk, you think you're still there till, like,
so
2.
Where's the, what's the backup spot now?
Wait, I'm going to save that for the next segment. So, I'm going to get to, like, where does this go from there in another segment. Floyd, your thoughts, because, like, this is where you performed around here.
We were actually talking to people last night. I was there collectively because I left for 3 years for 12 years. So that's like almost half the
and
time
of can I?
Open.
Can I? Please? Can I say it on the radio? So when Floyd started, Floyd's
don't
name
you dare.
Was
stop.
Not Deja De La Tero back in the day. There's a D in there because so Deja De La Tero, the D stands for danger.
Stop it.
Deja Danger.
It's horrible because I wanted to be a Bond girl.
Okay.
Right. And then, but
she
no.
She was awesome.
She was gross.
She was gross.
She,
but
she
was she awesome. She
was a sweaty whale. It was disgusting.
Stop.
Like, it looked like I did my face with oil pastels.
Well, you look great now.
Man. Thank you. I have filters.
You should.
Just all the time. A walking Instagram filter.
Yeah.
Wow. You're bullying yourself.
How many? You guys were both there on Thursday, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
I was texting you, Floyd.
Yeah, and
I got there at 10 o'clock. Ran home from a game night. Changed, came out. There was a line, and I texted Philip, and I called Philip. He's like, "I'm on the dance floor," and they were kind of being Richards.
Yeah.
So I got in line. It was cold. I can't tell you the last time I not to be super pretentious or anything, but I can't tell you the last time I waited in line to get into like a bar or a club.
And I feel your pain.
It wasn't moving quickly, and I'm like, "We'll just talk about this Saturday morning."
Right.
I feel like I've contributed.
And you got there at 10. I got there at like 9:40, so it was like right before you got in line, and the line was literally down the block.
Yeah. How do you know how big it got?
Well,
stop.
I
was
actually, here you go. I'll just feed it to it.
Was
it got so
no,
big.
No,
was
I was really
big.
Interested in the answer. I was like, I didn't even think about that.
Got so big, I mean, we could barely fit everything in.
Yes.
I got there at 10:30, and I got inside at like 11:45.
I said, my friend,
no kidding. Wow. You waited over an hour.
It was cold.
Was it as busy as it's ever been?
Yeah, it was. It was insane.
And it was also.
It was like the Pride crowd shoved inside.
Right.
Like the Pride parade. Like all,
like literally, like everyone in their mom. Like my friends from Fort Wayne came out, and I was like, "What are you doing here?" Like, "It's the last night." I'm like, "Okay."
So yeah, a friend of mine came up from Columbus. I was like, "Oh hey,"
what's the New York City one?
Stonewall.
Yeah, does Brett's have that kind of reputation regionally? I mean, I know a bunch of places up in Detroit that I used to go to. Shut up.
What?
No.
Man, you are telling him to shut
this
up a lot.
Is,
yeah.
I haven't even said that.
You're in the new gay bar. Up. Shut it down.
You all work for me now. Get out. No minorities. How big of a reputation does Brett's have?
I think pretty big.
Yeah,
I mean,
I've been to Chicago, and I actually went to Philly a few months ago, and someone was like, oh, I'm from Toledo. How's Brett's doing? Like, that was the first thing they asked me, and I was like, oh, good. I was lying, but, you know.
Well, and I think, like, when we were coming out, there was, like, everything was word of mouth. There wasn't the internet like there is now, although there were, like, AOL chat rooms, so we're not going to go there, but.
AIM's gone.
AIM is gone, I know. But shut you it only down. You shut it, lock her up. Not lock her up. That was a bad joke. I'm sorry. I just think that's a
maybe
funny
she
phrase.
Wants to. If she wants to be locked up, lock her up.
Maybe she bought it.
Right. Maybe she bought it so she could turn it into
a pantsuit
store. Like, just what? Just pants and blazers with
Hills Blancers. For her. But then you wouldn't have to close Brett's at night. It could turn into a nightlife place.
I have a great picture of her in pantsuits and one in every color of the rainbow. It's pretty wonderful.
Nick, you're up. You might as well stay, right?
I'm staying, yeah.
Okay, Floyd.
Yeah. I ain't got no life. I'm sorry, that was not
thanks for waking
English.
Up early.
Look at this snow.
It's the morning after. Next, let's talk about now what? Because, again, we talked about we lose dance club, lose a gay club, just like one of the big spots in Uptown. So what next is what we'll talk about next here on Q105. Remember the-